We are, if I remember correctly, on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, and we just ran into the question. We're going to start again from there. That we need the pasuk of Mishras for Tam Keker. And if you need it for Tam Keker, which means that the taste is absorbed, and the taste that way, it's Usher, then we have no right to learn it to Hetem and Star for Usher. Now we're going to start with the Tanya. We're going to bring a Brisa, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines from the top. Last word. On Lama Zayin et al. Look at the Tanya. Mishras, written Tom Kanker. Mishras is to give Tom Kanker. Shimshara Lavin B'mayim. If he soaked grapes in water, Riyashbem Tom Yayim Chayiv. Mikanat Adon L'choli Shum Shabbatayra. Now here is a new Kiddush that we're going to take Tom Kanker, which is written by Nazir, and we're going to apply it to all Yisurim in the Torah. In fact, we're going to learn it this way. Umai Nazir, She'ein Yisurai Yisraelam. Nazir, in essence, is a temporary Yisr. Yes, there are Naziris that last forever. But in the Torah's Naziris, it's a 30-day Naziris. Ve'ein Yisurai Yisraelam. The Nazir can have pleasure from wine. He can't drink wine, but there's nothing restricting him from having pleasure with wine. Ve'yesh Hetrali Yisurai, and he can remove the Yisr. He can go to a Rav and be matter the Naziris. Right? He can go to a Rav and be matter the Naziris. So there's three things that a Nazir has that some Yisurim don't have. Number one, it's limited. Limited in time. Again, doesn't have to be limited in time. But the parsha of Nazir is a Nazir limited in time. And it's not an Isur Hanah. There's no restriction of a Nazir having pleasure from wine. And thirdly, he can remove it at any moment by going to a Chacham.
These are two factors that what?
That make the next Kavul Chaymer. And still Asavai Tam Keker. And still Mishras made Tam Keker. So Kili HaKerem, which means when you plant a vineyard and grain together, Shisuram Yisraelam, can never, it's a permanent Isser. V'yisuron Isser Hana, and you can't have pleasure. V'ein Heter v'yisuron, and there is no Heter to their Isser. You cannot remove it in any way. It's permanent, it never goes off on its own. It's an Isser Hana, and it's not removable. Say that didn't she ask about Tom Kaker? So for sure there should be Tom Kaker. It's a much more severe Isser than Nazir. V'hu aden l'or l'mishtayim. Arla has two of the three characteristics of Kili HaKerem. This is a big machlekes Rishonim, but the Rush learns that the one that Arla doesn't have is, it's not an Isser Olam, because after 3 years, the tree becomes mutter. Other Rishonim don't like that shot, but this is the Rush's shot. Exactly, that's the Kasha. But again, I'm putting the Rush, so we'll stick to his shot. So Zuckman, to be sure, so it's a kol ha'tayra kula, meaning we can take from Nazir and compare it to any other Isser. Now, some are the same, some are worse, but none are less severe than Nazir. Because Nazir has three kulas going from it. It's a temporary Isser, so is Chametz and Pesach. But Chametz and Pesach is an Isser Anah. And Chametz and Pesach can't be removed. Right? And Nazir has the two. So if you go through all the Isurim, it makes sense that we say Tom Kanker. That's what the Brisa says.
You can only do it in this case, but you can't apply it because it's so lenient?
Adarabba. If even here we say Tom Kanker, so for sure, in more severe cases, we would say Tom Kanker. So this is a source that in all the Torah we say Tom Kanker. You pick your answer. None of them are more lenient than Nazir. They're all equal or worse. Dr. Raj.
Where's the Raj?
She'en Yisurai Yisraelam. Ella, Kamei Shapirish, as long as he made it. Bim Stam, and if he didn't say anything, Zamijai, it's 30 days. V'yayin v'anavim mutarlim. Enough. And wine and grapes are mutter and pleasure. Not ma'arvim v'nazir v'yayin. He can use it as an Erev Tchumen. Right? So it's a rai, he can have pleasure. He's bringing a rai from a Mishnah that he can have pleasure. Even during its time, I had Tarek's Chacham. The Chacham can remove the Naziris. Kalayim Kili Akerem. Imzaram Chita Asayrev Acharitzan. Plants wheat, barley, and grapes. Asurim Banan Liyalam. Huadin Barla Bishtayim. Bebeis Drachim. Two of the three. The Isura Isra Hana. Vein Hatil Isura. It's the Isra Hana, and you can't remove it. Betayach Yemoshanim. But the Israelim Lekalamaim are both the Lach and Gimel Mutaris. But it's not permanent, because after 3 years, the tree becomes mutter. So the question is, Yurav Dimi, Abaye is asking him, right? Yurav Dimi has said it, and Abaye is asking the questions. Yurav Dimi, right, quoted Rav Yechon and Avet Mitzar for Israel, Dr. Abaye, I think it should become for a time kicker. In fact, he brings a statement from Rebavo. I think it was Rebavo. Where is it? No, he didn't bring a statement from Rebavo. He just says, right. So that's the question. So this was the question Abaye left Rav Dimi with. You build a mountain called Hetzer Mitzrayim L'Isser when you had no right to build that mountain because you have an other simpler Isser, and the rule is always, we go with the simple answer before we go with the more complicated one. Zogta Gemara, Amar Le'ahu Mirabbanon. So one of the Rabbanon sitting in the Beis Medrash said, Rebavo Kika Amar Le'erbekiva. Now, some have a different girsa than the Gemara, but this is our girsa, and the just says it's a different girsa, so we don't have to worry about it. One of the Rabbanon said, that which we say, Rebavo, who said Hetzer Mitzrayim for Isser, he was the one that quoted Rebbe Yochanan back on Lamed Hey Amud Beis, is going in Rebbe Kiva. And the Rabbanon argue with him. You're right. The Rabbanon used it for Tam Keiker. But Rebbe Kiva doesn't need a pasuk for Tam Keiker. Therefore, he uses it for Hetzer Mitzrayim for Isser. Now, the obvious question is going to be, which the Gemara leaves for Amud Beis, is that if we can learn Tam Keikar L'chol HaTaira, so why doesn't Rebbe Kiva learn Hetzer Mitzrayim L'Isser L'chol HaTaira? If we were satisfied to use this as a source for all Isurim by Tam Keikar, so Rebbe Kiva uses it for Hetzer Mitzrayim L'Isser, why don't we take that to Chol HaTaira? It's the same thing, same Kal V'Chomer. So that will leave when we get there. But meanwhile, the Gemara says it's a Machlokes Tanoim. The Rabbanon used Mishras for Tam Keiker. Rebbe Kiva says, I have an other source for Tam Keiker. Therefore, I don't need this source for Tam Keiker. So I'm left with a Pasuk Mishras. So I see Hetzer Mitzrayim L'Isser. But, it's not. Frank the Gemara, I'm sorry. Hi, Rebbe Kiva. Where is this Rebbe Kiva? Where do you see the Rebbe Kiva is the one that says Hetzer Mitzrayim L'Isser by Nazir? Done. Elam Rebbe Kiva Dehacha, is it Rebbe Kiva by Nazir? Nan. Rebbe Kiva Aymer, Afilu Shara Pita B'Yayim Yesh B'Kdei L'Tzarev Kizayis, Chayiv. That if you soak your bread in wine and you can combine a Kizayis, right, it's Chayiv. So here is a case, Rebbe Kiva clearly says, Hetzer Mitzrayim L'Isser. So the Gemara says, am I? How do you know? Dilma, maybe the only reason he said Mitzarev is because you have to eat the bread to get the Xayas wine, not because we count the bread. Meaning those words can be interpreted. You have a Xayas wine in the bread, so the only way you get the Xayas wine is by eating the bread. That's all he meant to say. But not that the bread counts towards the Xayas.
I thought we said that was like question. He didn't need that.
Again, we haven't gotten to that point yet. We're asking, there's two questions we're going to deal with. Where did Rebbe Kiva know Tom Kanker? That's going to come up. And then, first of all, is where do you see the Rebbe Kiva holds that to Mitzar Blister? You're giving him a name. You say, oh, that's Rebbe Kiva. Now, where is this Rebbe Kiva? Where did he say that that's his Mitzar Blister by Nazir? If we're saying it in his name, so prove it. Rabbi Bo said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. We're now saying that that statement is only Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Elo Rabbi Akiva de Braisa. The Talya, Rabbi Akiva, Haim and Nazir Shashar, Pita Beyayi, Vahu Gzayas, Mi Pas Umi Yayin, clearly states it, Pas Ad Yayin, Chayav. So here you have Hetem et Sarif Lezer. So you found the man who says Hetem et Sarif Lezer. Did I? I'm sorry, I skipped. You're right. I apologize. V'chitema my lememra. Are you going to say if it's drinking exaius wine, so what's Rebbe Kiva's chiddush? If you're eating exaius wine, so what's Rebbe Kiva adding? Because Dilma Lavukim Itanakamba Damach Yishter Rebbe Yishayat. If you remember in the Mishnah, it said that Mishnah Rishayna held there was a Revius. Then Mishnah Chayna came along and said Xayas. That was Rebbe Kiva. Maybe he's coming to say all you need is a Xayas, not a Revius. He's not talking about Hetem et Sarif Lezer. He's talking about you drinking wine in the bread. Except he's trying to teach you that the Shear is a Xayas, not a Revius. So you don't see from Rebbe Kiva Hetem et Sarif Lezer. And for the Gemara, yes, you do. Rebbe Kiva the Brisa, Tanya Rebbe Kiva Omer, Nazir Shishar Pita Biyayi, Vehu Zayis Mipasu Biyayin Chayev. Zog Darash. Rebbe Vol Domer Rebbe Kiva, the Shemin and Hetem et Sarif Lezer. V'doma Miyayin Luchudei. V'davka, Kshiesh Ksayas Belua B'tayin Lapas. Maybe it's only because it's Ksayas absorbed. V'tzirav Shayach L'mishni Bey, Mishum D'nivla B'tayin Lapas. You can say the word tziruf because it was absorbed in the bread. In Yeshba Gdei Litzar V'Pas Yayin Chayev, Alma Shemin Alei, Tziruf Behedja. So he says clearly a combination. Rabbanan Plid Yalei, and Rabbanan argue, the Leshkul Hetem et Sarif Lezer. The Yilu Pasha Tama Yayin B'chol HaPas, Lavi Plid Yalei Rabbanan. The Rabbanan wouldn't argue if the whole, if there's a Xayas of bread or the taste of the wine got the bread tastes winey. So it's a little Tom Kiefer. Rabbanan do hold of Tom Kiefer. Now the Gemara goes to the next question. So why did Rabbi Kiva have a right to say Mishras is Hetem et Sarif Lezer? So I spoke out because he has another pasuk for Tom Kiefer. Where is that pasuk? You have to know it before you can jump, right? You can't get to step two without step one. Where is step one? Amalei Rav Achabred Rav Avila Rav Ashi. Rabbi Kiva, the Kamukim Law, Lahai Bechol Mishras, Lahetim et Sarif Lezer. Rabbi Kiva, who says that Mishras is coming to tell me, Lahetim et Sarif Lezer. I'm sorry, right, Bechol Mishras. Bechol Mishras Hanab. Litin Tam Kiker Minole. Where did he know Tam Kiker? Now, what's going to happen here is Rabbi Kiva is going to have a source, and Rabbanan are going to have to dispute that source. Because if Rabbanan agree to that source, then they should learn like Rabbi Kiva, right? So whatever source we're going to find, we're going to have to come back and say, hey, what did Rabbanan do? That's going to have to be the way of the Gemara. Because if Rabbi Kiva has a source, why don't Rabbanan accept that source? So the first answer to the Gemara, first attempt to the Gemara, is Yolav Mibasa B'Kholav. Basa B'Kholav. Lav Tam Ba'almu. All it is taste, right? What is Basa B'Kholav? The milk goes into the meat, or the meat goes into the milk, right? That's what means eating Basa B'Kholav. So you're eating the taste of one in the other. And the tairas and the dosser. Hakadami loishna. That's Tom Kiker. What is basa b'cholov? Basa b'cholov is cooking meat and milk. So one of the two tastes like the other. The truth is both taste like each other. So what's the answer? Tom. Nobody says that you have to eat a half a xayas of basa and a half a xayas of milk. You're eating the mixture of meat and milk. What do you have? Either the meat tastes in the milk or the milk tastes in the meat. That's Tom Kiker. What? And for the Gemara, we're not finished yet. Zok the Gemara, Rabbanan mi basa b'cholav legamina. And Rabbanan's response is, no, it's not a source. Why? The chiddushu. Basa b'cholav goes against everything we know. Why? My chidushe. So the Gemara tries to find the chiddush. So first the Gemara is going to try one chiddush, and then the Gemara is going to say, nah. And the Gemara is going to come up with another chiddush. Elay me dehai luchude v'hai luchude shari. U'bahadi adadi yasser. Basa b'cholav is very unique. Meat's mutter, milk's mutter. Mix the two, comes asser. don't find that. Trefus Usher goes into kosher. The Velus Usher goes into kosher. Chelubus Usher goes into kosher. Here you have two mutadika things. You can eat meat, you can drink milk, and mix them together, comes Usher. What a chiddush. Two mutadika things. So, Drabban, how can you learn it out from there? That the Gemara, but it's not true. Because Kalayim Nami Hailahudi Shari Vailahudi Shari Badadadi Usher. All the Kalayim, there's many kinds of Kalayim. Kilei Akerem, Kilei Zroim, Kilei Kalayim of Temer Pishtim. Two of the ingredients, each one by itself, is nothing wrong. You can plant vineyards, you can plant wheat. You can wear Temer, you can wear Pishtim. Do whatever you want. No restriction. Mix them together, comes Usher. So that Kiddush is multiple places. That's not a Kiddush of Basar B'Chalov. And for the Gemara, Ella, you want to know what the Kiddush is? The Tari La Kula Yayma B'Chal B'Shari, or Mifshalem Tzuli Aser. You soak the meat in the milk for 24 hours, which is Kavush, Kimavushal. That's rabbinic. The Tari only Asers Basar B'Chalov, the Tari only Asers Basar B'Chalov, if you cook them together. Now, if it's a taste, why? If you soak it, you get the same taste. When you soak something 24 hours, the metzias is kavish is kumavushal. The taste goes out as if they were cooked together. Rabbinically, we asked it. Biblically, not us. The Torah says, like, special can you become maybe more. You didn't cook it. Aye, the time is there. Torah says, the time is there. It's not us. Time is not what asks it. It's a chiddush, Basar B'Chalov. Because if it meant taste, then taste would be usher even if you soak it. But the Torah didn't say soaking it is usher. Rabbanan and Machmer, we don't eat meat and milk even if they're not cooked together. There's a lot of chumras, Rabbanan. Right. One is not to cook it. One is if you cook it, you can't eat it. And one is if you cook it, you can't have pleasure. But if you don't cook it, there's nothing to talk about in the Torah. Now, I'm not allowing tomorrow that you should eat a cheese, a sandwich, with a piece of meat. No, I did not say that. That's rabbinically usher.
You just
can't
melt.
Now, if you eat a, what's the name again, a cheeseburger, that's a deraisa. They cook it together. Masha'enkein, if you eat cheese and a burger, it's only drabana. Now, yes, doctor.
Does anyone make this argument?
I can't hear you.
Is this a straw man argument? I mean, when they say maybe it's, you know, a mixture of two things, lesser, which then become us, or that's a Kiddush. I mean, nobody calls it that. Everything, there are all sorts of things.
I have absolutely no idea what you're asking. Let me try to explain what I said, and you tell me what your question is. I heard you. I just didn't understand you, because all we're trying to prove is that you can't learn Tom Kanker from there. Because I can have Tom and it's mutter. That means we don't say Tom Kanker. I have no problem with the fact that the Torah said Bishul is usher and Tom is mutter, but then don't learn out Tom Kanker.
I just have the problem that every so often you see arguments opposed, which even I can figure out are false.
What's false with this argument?
That mixing too much of things becomes utter obvious. It happens throughout.
But that's what the Gemara said that's not a good answer, because it happens other places. Because of all these Suri Achila, you won't find one other one like Basar B'Chalov. So it's a Kiddush. That's all I'm saying. It's a Kiddush. Treif, Chelev, all these things, you don't have two mutadika things that create an Isser. You do have it by Kalayim. You have it by all kinds of Kalayim. I'm not saying that. But the Gemara attempts to say maybe the difference. The Gemara says, no, it's not. Then the Gemara comes back with the difference. Every other place, Tom is Usser. It's one thing, but here, Tom is Mutter. So don't learn how Tom can enter. Zafdarash. Im yesh by the tsarif mipasim miyayin, I did that already. Menale, heichad oles ksayis ikar ol tam. The mistaber, the ilav, the shemina le mikro akhrin, the tam ke ikar. Makes sense, unless Rabbi Akiva learned out Tom Kikker from somewhere else. The Tom Kikker, but Leila Heter. Shame by Thomas if she'd starve the minister. Sorry, have a mukila mishras for Tom Kikker. He would have used mishras for Tom Kikker, but Leila Heter, shame by Thomas if she'd starve the minister. The first step is Tom Kikker before you get the Heter from Tom Kikker. So where did he learn Tom Kikker? The Gemara cries, Basa B'chalov. The Gemara explains why the Rabbanon dispute. Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, Nami Basa B'chalov, Chiddushu. Doesn't he see the Rabbanon are right? You can't learn out from Basa B'chalov with the Chiddush? Ella, Dr. Gemara, Ella, Yalev Migulaev the Gechavim. He learns that out from the Parsha of Midjan. This is in the Torah. Let me explain something. There are many things that we do that are rabbinic. A lot of our kashering is all rabbinic, as we will see in this Gemara. But the Torah said, when they conquered Midjan, the Torah gave a mitzvah, a command, that if you want to use the pots and pans, you have to kasher them. That's what the Torah said. What are you worried about? What's wrong if you don't kasher them? The taste. So you see, Tom Kikker. Why do you have to kasher a pot? You have a pot, you kasher it. What are you afraid of? That the taste of the trays will go into your food.
Not
ban. Is not ban. You see it? There's no ban. No.
Okay.
All taste, well, if you're going to get scientific, all taste is ban.
You can't see it.
Of course not. Y'all have migulo have to go come. Tamarachmana. Called over as the other base. Remember that Siri, Gulaev the Gulab. Gula Siri, that it's us. Now, live Gulaev the Gulab, live time of Alva of Usher? Isn't it Tom? Achanami Loishna. That's what you see, Tom Kicker. Frank the Gemara of Rabbana.
That's where Rabbi Akiva learns it
from? Yeah, that's what Gemara wants to say, exactly.
What's the
Gemara? When you cook treif in a pot, why do you pasher it? By mistake, you cook treif in a pot. So we tell you kosher it. Why? What are you taking out? What's going to happen if you cook kosher in a treif pot? What's going to go into the kosher meat? What is it?
No, I'm saying it's not
going to
taste it.
That's why we do it. We kosher because there's tom in the pot that goes into the meat.
We're not aware.
You taste it.
Not there, I haven't used in 10 years.
So, again, you have to give me five more lines in the Gemara, and maybe by then we'll be smarter. Maybe.
Why is
the
washing
soap enough?
So now we need to
wipe
your friends. Exactly. This is what we're trying to do now. Now, again, we have to get the stuff out of the pot. The Torah is giving you how you get the stuff out of the pot. So anything that's used with a direct fire, without water, has to have libun. It's bad, like a frying pan.
But that's only in the outside. Does it matter?
Doesn't make a difference. It goes right in. A frying pan needs libun. That's why we can't catch a frying pan. I mean, you could. You could put in libun and you won't have a frying pan anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. I mean, theoretically, you can kosher it. What?
Use cast iron.
Yeah, if you use cast iron, you can kosher it, correct. We have to libun. Our ovens, we do libun. We're semich on libun kow, whatever reason is, I'm not getting above that now. But we hold that a self-clean oven is libun. Get to 800 degrees or whatever it is. That's how we kasher for Pesach. There's those that aren't semich on that. There's those that are mekel because they have to, because they have no oven and doesn't have self-clean. So they do libun kal, which means get it to the temperature. If you put a piece of paper there, it would ignite 400, 500, whatever it is. They run it for 40 minutes, but then you have to clean your oven. By libun chomer, you don't have to clean your oven. The self-cleaning cleans it as it burns it out.
Ashes.
Self-cleaning burns it all up. That's what, again, do you self-clean your oven from Pesach? Before you argue, you have to know what to do at home.
I think she works on the door.
The door, because it doesn't get that temperature. But besides the door, she doesn't clean it. Why? I mean, at least my wife doesn't clean it. Why? Because it's libun chomer. It's not libun chomer on the door. That's why the door has to be cleaned to get the libun kal on the door. Again, if you have self-clean, so then it's the same.
So is it a matter of cleaning it or heating it up?
No, you can't. Okay, you can't kasher a pot if it's not clean. You can do libun without it being clean, because when it gets to that temperature, whatever is there is long gone. But that's only at that high temperature. Lower temperatures can't take off the stuff and then kasher it.
You have to clean it. That's good enough.
No. Then you heat it up to the temperature of libun kal. Then you run it on broil for 40 minutes. But it can only work after it's clean. It will not get the stuff off plus kasher it. Whereas if you get to libun chomer, it does the job all by itself.
Why do you do it first before you...
What?
You do it first before
you... Yeah, you do the door first. That way it's libun kal. On the door, it's libun kal. It doesn't get as hot on the door as it does in the cavity of the oven. If you have self-clean.
The part of the door that's in the oven doesn't get...
Honestly, I never went in and checked. But that's what I was told. I never went in and checked, I'll be honest with you. If I did, I'd never come out. But
outside the gasket.
Again, I can't argue. All I know is that my wife cleans the door. I don't know anything else. I don't get involved in Pesach cleaning. Part of the deal I made with my wife. You know, by the way, I just saw a story from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. You know, Rebbetzin Kanievsky, they used to say brachas to each other every morning. He said brachas in front of her. She answered amen. Then she said brachas and he answered amen. There's a video clip of it. Beautiful. And she said shaloi asani shivcha. She did not say shaloi asani aved. Her father held to say shaloi asani shivcha, and Reb Chaim let her do it. She said shaloi asani shivcha. So one time he slipped and said shaloi asani shivcha. Then he corrected himself. So at the end she said, "You were thanking the Rebbeinu Shlom that I don't make you a shivcha before Pesach to help me clean." That's what she told him. Yes. I can't hear you from there. You know what I mean?
Sure. Fine.
Okay.
With the exception of the very roof.
Yeah. Okay. Here. Okay. I'm not gonna get involved in that now. I think we should.
Cool.
Honestly, my wife doesn't want to hear me say anything about Pesach cleaning anyway, which is fine. So I'm thinking about my trip. You know, they say over. I don't believe the story, but they say over. If you leave Diskins Rabbitson, he once told her she was cleaning the handles of the door. He told her she doesn't have to do it. Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to do it. So supposedly she answered him, "You and your Shulchan Aruch, we would have been eating chametz and Pesach a long time ago." I don't believe the story, but it's the story they say over. Right. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Lauf da mir, ach na mir, fett die Gemara weiter, na na mir tape glem mir gulay mit khavem. Am lei, hat zum khirishu. De bkhat ay rekulo nice and time of gam mutter. After 24 hours, or according to the Rabbana is going to say in a minute, all time in a pot gives a negative taste. So why do you have to clear it? Negative taste. If you cook something that tastes negatively with something that will give a negative taste into your potatoes, it's not usher. Nice and time of gam is mutter. That's halacha. And still, we got bigulu and gam mutter. Yet we make you kasher it. It's a raya that this has nothing to do with kalatera kula. This is not a source. It's a special halacha of kashering. The raya is because if you would cook a rat, I hate to use that, but that's the example of the Gemara, akbar, a mouse, in your pot. Now, the rat, the mouse will always be usher, but the stuff you cook with it is mutter. Because mouse doesn't give a positive taste. Zom to Gemara, Rebbe Akiva, Nam Yachidishu. So back to Rebbe Akiva. Amar Avuna, Machia le Asra Tayr le Dera Bas Yayma. The Lav Nais and Tam Lub Gamu. Rebbe Akiva says the first 24 hours, to Machoikas Rashi and Taisis to Rajas. I'm learning like Taisis the way we Paskin. And I'll get to Rashi Sheet in a minute. The first 24 hours after use, the taste in the pot is a positive one, not a negative one. But 24 hours later, it becomes negative. Therefore, by Nidjan, they kashered. Why did they kasher? Because they might have used it, the Midjan might have used it within 24 hours. And that's a positive taste. So we see from here, Tom Shaker. Not a Kiddush, it's a positive taste. Rabbanan, Kdei Rabashay Menami, Yav Shadloi Pagma Porta. No, even the Kdei Rabashay Ma is a negative. So the Machloikis or Mekivin Rabbanan boils down is the taste during the 24 hours in the pot, negative or positive? The Rabbanan say it's negative. So this Kiddush HaKarsa, Pasik, that you have to catch your pots. Rabbi Kiva says the first 24 hours is positive. And the Torah only made you kosher it for those 24 hours. Why? Because of Tom Kicker. It's machlokes in whether that taste is negative or positive. I don't know if you want to call it Metzias or what we consider negative or positive. I don't know. Even during the first 24 hours, it's Pagma Purta. If you notice Rabbanan, they say, it's a little negative. They agree that it gets worse. Now, I just want to speak this out. This is not halachas here. We don't kasher pots till they're Eina Ben Yomai. Why? Wait 24 hours. Why? Why do we wait? First question a Rav will ask anybody that calls with a shayla, was it used 24 in the last 24 hours with something else? The answer is as follows. Because if you kasher it during the day, you would have to have 60 times the amount of the pot to kasher it in case it comes out, you don't know how much time is in there. It might be the whole surface of the pot. You would have to have 60 times the surface. And pots don't hold the amount of 60 times the surface, usually. Therefore, we wait till 24 hours later. And by waiting till 24 hours later, whatever comes out is a nice and time of gum, so it doesn't bother us. It's mutter. Now, so why do we kasher it at all? The Rishonim say, Rabbanan made it as a gzera. If we let you use it after 24 hours without kashering, you'll use it during the 24 hours. So we said, no using pots unless you kasher them, and don't kasher them until 24 hours later, because to kasher them during the 24 hours, libum would work. By libum, you don't need any benyayim. But by hagala, because the time is a positive, you would need 60 times to be mavat to it. And therefore, they said, wait till 24 hours. So that's what we do. All kashering takes place if the thing is an Eina Ben Yomai. Libun can be done even if it's a Ben Yomai, because Libun burns it out. Hagolah brings it out. There's a big difference. Libun doesn't bring the time out. Libun burns it. It's gone. Whatever it is. Ben Yomai, Eina Ben Yomai, it's gone. Hagolah draws it out. Drawing it out makes a difference, positive taste or not positive taste. That's the halach. Now, the Rabbanan hold that even Eina Ben Yomai is a deraisa. That's why they don't learn out Tom Kicker here. Because they say that Moshe Rabbeinu made them kasher Eina Ben Yomai. But we paskin like the Bekiva. Therefore, we paskin that Eina Ben Yomai is pagam and not Ben Yomai. During Ben Yomai, it's not pagam. That's why the rabbi's first question will be, did you use it for milking during the last 24 hours? Because if he did, that's one shayla. If you didn't, but the evidence mutter or matra Eina Ben Yomai, that's halacha. So that's why we do what we do. But the source of Rabbi Kiva of Tom Kanker ends up being Gula Lachrim, Gula Evdekachav. And Rabbanan don't use it as a source because they see that as a chiddush. Because everyone else in the Torah, nice and time of Gav is mutter, and by pas it's aser. That's what they say. So that's the source of the machlokes. Yes, aser.
You actually misspoke yourself. Most of the requirements is, it's not the surface of the interior pot, the surface of the interior pot is an area. The volume is the matter of the wall. So it has to be the volume of the pot versus the volume of the
wall. Yeah, I meant that, right.
And
yes.
Actually, when you do the math, it's extremely hard to match the volume of the covering.
But
it's not over 160.
That's what Chazal say, exactly, yes.
Is the derisa?
Tyra says it's Argola's a derisa.
Right.
the way we do it, it's a drabanan. Because we wait 24 hours, and then it doesn't give good taste. So it's really mutter. They made gzeira. If we're going to let you use it after 24 hours, imagine, you have a place in a pot, you wait 24 hours and cook milk. Wait another 24 hours and cook meat.
It's just some of the goal is done that way. Because
it's
used right away.
That's what the Mekiva says. Correct. What?
No problem with that.
Biblically not. And but the Evan, rabbinically not. But the Evan would be okay. But then what happens is, one day you'll be using it during the 24 hours. So Chazal said, you have to kasher it after 24 hours. Really? Biblically speaking, there's no need to kasher a pot after 24 hours. No need. Yes. I didn't even read that yet. Rabbanan Gzeir Vaseminami Yevshad Loi Pagma Porta. Even during the 24 hours, it's Pagim a little bit. There's, and still the Torah made you kasher it. Now, let me just explain. Rashi Shita is that Ben Yoimai means it didn't go overnight. According to Rashi, if you have a pot that had treif at, before Shkia, the next morning, after Nates, to avoid Ben Hashemashas and all these things, the next morning after Nates, it's Eina Ben Yaimai. That's Rashi Shita. That night is Pagim. It doesn't make a difference whether it was Belay at 12 o'clock noon or 6 o'clock in the evening. If it's before Shkia, the next morning is Eina Ben Yaimai. Rashi learned night is Pagim. It's not a matter of hours, it's a matter of nighttime. In the winter, it's a longer nighttime. In the summer, it's a shorter nighttime. It doesn't make a difference. Nighttime is like Tysus argues. Tysus says it's not nighttime, it's a 24-hour period. So this is Machlokes Rashi and Tysus. We lamais the pasuk like Tysus. What?
Where is it?
Where is this in Chulam? I don't remember. I don't have a number. Zuck the Rash. Nafkelei. The time of Alma, Vamarachmana, because you have a base, Tabir a base, the Tyrus says, Kacher it. Call a Tyra cool and nice and Tom of Gamboter, the preparing Basad Avedizara, Gaminam and Avela, Arui and the Guy, Kui and the Vela. We learn it out from the Vela. The Pasik says, give it to a guy. That means it has to be edible, good tasting. Say in Arui and the Gare, and in the Quare and the Vela. Once it becomes not fit for a Gare, we don't consider it in a Vela, which means it's nice and Tom of Gam. The Gzeri Bashema, the Lav Nice and Tom of Gamu. The Gzeri Bashema, Nami Yavshalai Pagma Porta. The Chihecha, the Begama, Ruba, Shaya Rachmana. The Gali Rachmana Benevela. The Torah said, the Nevela that's not edible, doesn't give a good taste, is Mutter. Who has in Bumetis, who Shechidish Bakasu. So really, logically speaking, you should never have to kasher. Yet the Torah makes you kasher. Now Rabbi Kiva says the Torah makes you kasher for the first 24 hours. And Enokinami, in the Dora Midbar, theoretically, if they knew it wasn't used the 24 hours, they could have used it. There was, I don't know if the Drabonin existed of the Gzeira.
They could have waited.
Should have waited. Exactly. Some hold it's a mitzvah to kasher. There are people that would dafka kasher as something for Pesach. They take one item and they kasher it for Pesach. So they should do the Hagolah, the mitzvah of Hagolah's Kalim. Yes. Yes.
Is this like for a deal with a metami at first?
No, they don't do it. No, it's chametz. You don't have to be metami at first. They take a chametz keli. If somebody wants to do it, I don't do it. Yes. That doesn't mean anything. I just don't do it. Yes.
I've never done it. Oh, you can change something from that.
No, that's an issur drabanan also. But that was added later. It's not in the Gemara. But the Rishonim say, you cannot, it's a Mugan Avraham, really, that you shouldn't kasher from Kashfaisiks to Milchiks. Theoretically, you could after 24 hours, but we're afraid that you're going to get confused.
That's a Rabbanon.
It's an extra Chumrah. It's not even a Drabbanon. I can't even call it Drabbanon. Now, I just want to explain that we paskin that you can kasher from Plachik to Parav, or from Milchik to Parav.
Eventually, is it from
and then eventually. But I don't know what the eventually has to be, not 5 minutes. There's a Magen Avraham that said you're not allowed to kasher from Plachik to Milchik. That's the source. He says, because what happens is, one day it's Plachik, 2 days later it's Milchik, and 2 days later it's Plachik, and after a while, you won't even know what it is. And use it the wrong way. So the Magavram says we're not allowed a kasha from Plesik Simuch. Now I did get a hetzer from a chashiv Rav once. When I moved in to my house, the countertops were the opposite of the way I wanted them. The milking countertop was where my wife wanted the Plesik. And the other thing, you can't kasha from Plesik Simuch. So I kashed it for Pesach. And since I kashed it for Pesach, I was allowed to switch. I didn't kasher it to switch it from Plesik to Milchik. Kasher didn't get out the chametz. But once it was kasher, it was kasher. So I got a heter from the Chashev Rav that if you kasher for Pesach, then you can switch. Because you're not kashering to switch. I mean, you kashered it for Pesach anyway, so once you kasher it for Pesach, you can kasher it.
How does the
counter
become Plesik?
What? Well, depends. Do you ever spill anything on the counter from a pot? I don't know. See, in my house, we do. I don't know if it's... No. If you spill from a clear region, it's balea.
Right away?
Right away.
That's the material of the counter.
Every counter is balea.
You
know, you mean you can kosher? All these things can be kosher. Doesn't mean it doesn't balea. Now, why are you koshering a Pesach?
Like putting down a... Hold on it for a minute.
No, putting down something hot theoretically depends if it's wet or not. If the bottom of the pot is dry and your counter is dry and you put down a hot clear region, it's not balea. But if it's wet, it is balea. Okay, we're not learning halacha now. Yes, doctor.
I was under the impression that stone is a common used stone tableware. Because it was not
Makabal Summa. I don't know. It could be. I didn't say not. I never said. I just said we do kosher for Pesach. That's all I said.
I thought stones
were
safe.
I don't know. Every stone, I don't know. I didn't want to answer that question without researching.
Quartz definitely not. Granite is less.
Could be.